Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. This is a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev, a nonprofit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills, empowerment, and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. On this podcast, we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. These are stories of determination, discovery, and growth, and a silent reminder of the endless transformation that is possible in tech. At times, what you intend to do isn't always what you end up doing. Plans shift, passions evolve, and sometimes life just takes you somewhere completely new. That's exactly what happened to today's guest, Faith Olagoke. She started off studying microbiology at Obafemi Awolowo University in Nigeria, and in her final year, she came across the Women Texas Fellowship. And with it came a surprising new direction, cybersecurity. So in this episode, we're going to hear directly from Faith about where it all started, how she managed the fellowship, with her final exams, what she's learned along the way, and everything else in between. So settle in, grab your favorite drink, and let's get into it. Hi, Faith. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad to have you on the podcast. So let's start from the beginning. Let's get to meet Faith. So can you introduce yourself? Who is Faith?
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's so good to be here. I'm Olagoke Faith, a graduate of Obafemi Awolowo University, Ile-Ife. I studied microbiology in school, but in my final year, I transitioned into cybersecurity with the help of Women Techstars Fellowship. I presently work as a cybersecurity engineer in one of the prestigious and best organizations top rated in Nigeria. That is just a little intro about me. I am also very involved in giving back to the community, so I get to volunteer and to help people scale up through their tech journey too, especially in relation to cybersecurity. Thank you.
Interesting. Lovely to meet you, Faith. So what was growing up like for you? Could you start learning anything related to tech from a young age, or it was totally new in your final year?
Okay, so the first time I would actually encounter anything around tech or come across anything related to tech had to be my final year. So I grew up in a kind of place where the only thing we knew about technology was how to use laptops, how to use computer, then Mavis Beacon and the likes. But there was no extensive exposure into things like software development, cybersecurity and the likes. So there was really nothing that I could say pointed me to the direction of tech. And growing up, I was just always inside, though I attended a secondary school where we had opportunities, use the laptop. We had our personal laptops. We use clever boards in class and the likes. But nothing really pointed my direction to anything related to this depth of tech up until I came across Tech for Dev.
Interesting. So studying microbiology in university. So why cybersecurity? How did you discover cybersecurity? What was that process like?
So for me, okay, I came across the flyer that led me to this path of cybersecurity. In my final year, I was preparing for my defense, so I was working on my project. And at the same time, I was running a business, a clothing brand. So at the time, I always was on social media, scrolling through statuses, and I was always on Twitter, the now X. So at a point in that year, I just was scrolling through status, and then I came across the flyer. So when I saw it, I just saw all software development, cybersecurity, blockchain, and the like. There was nothing ever that had made me come across these fields before I got into cybersecurity. So I knew nothing about it. I did not have an idea. All I just knew was I wanted to be a better person. I wanted to be a career woman. But at the time, I was into business, just business. So when I came across that flyer, I read through it. I was like, oh, the only thing I was sure was I did not want to do anything that would make me write codes and the likes. So I just went, I searched on all the fields I could find there. But there was something that stood out for me about cybersecurity, which is about protecting assets, data, networks, and the likes. And because I have had like personal experiences of people being hacked, emails, social media accounts, and a lot of activities around our security in the cyberspace or in the tech world, that was what made me very inquisitive to start cybersecurity.
Okay, so when you, sorry to cut you, when you mentioned the flyer, what flyer are you talking about?
Okay, the Tech for Dev Women Tech Stars Fellowship.
Oh, so that was even your first encounter with anything cybersecurity or any of those learning tracks?
Yes, that was my first encounter. I just thought to give it a try because I didn't want to do it alone. I sent it to a lot of my other friends who I knew, okay, we can just start the journey together. But in the end, I ended up being picked. It was just me amongst five of us. And and that was how the journey just started for me. And I'm here today, 2 years in, all right.
That's interesting. Being a totally different field, what was that experience like for you, especially during the fellowship? What were like the hardest moments that you had? Were there like any points where you considered quitting?
Okay, so it was a very new field to me. I have never, in fact, I would say when I talk about my journey into cybersecurity, I just cannot do without mentioning Tech for Dev, because everything I am today started and I've come this far with the knowledge I acquired from Tech for Dev. So about transitioning into an entirely different field, I would not say it came off as very easy, but I would say we had the best resources we could use. Women Tech Stars Fellowship at that time, and I know even up until now, they provided us with the best facilitators. So even not having an idea, because right before the class started, I was like, let me just make my own research about cybersecurity so I'm not looking all lost in class. I tried that and I still did not know anything. I still did not understand what I read online. But when we started the class, it looked like they took it bit by bit. They gave us every detail that we needed, and we were taught like we had never encountered it before, because some people had encountered cybersecurity, some people had not, but it took all of us again from the scratch. So during the fellowship, I'm a kind of person that if I am not getting enough ginger or something, I might relax and from there just lose the interest. So what I did was, coming into Women Tech Stars Fellowship, while the classes started and everything, I was very active in class to the point where my facilitator noticed me. And whenever I'm not in class, and people reaching out saying, oh, why were you not in class? We didn't see you in class. So those kind of things kept me accountable. Those kind of reaching out made me very accountable, kept me on my toes to finish. Plus, I was also an executive. I was the Deputy Nigerian Fellows representative for my set that year. And I would say all these being involved in all these activities kept me on my toes. So there was never really a time I actually thought of relenting or giving up in itself. So I just kept moving at my pace. Though there were times where I had difficulties getting some things in class, but my facilitator was ever available to re-explain, to take the class again, and to ensure that every one of us understood it. So with that kind of attention, there was really never an opportunity to relax or even give up. So that's just my story around transitioning.
Thank you so much for sharing that. So, I mean, imposter syndrome is a common challenge in tech, or when you're transitioning from one unknown or from one field to an unknown field, right? We've had a lot of people mention that as one of the, you know, many challenges that they have faced. Did you experience anything like that, and how did you deal with it?
Imposter syndrome. I experienced it almost for almost a year, if not more. Imposter syndrome for me started from the four walls of the classroom, because I had colleagues, I had fellows in my class who actually knew so much. They know a lot of things. They've been there. Some are even studying cybersecurity in school, and it was just an advantage for them. But how was I able to deal with imposter syndrome? I had to speak to myself, and I just understood that when it comes to life and dealings about life, you would meet people who you are better than, and you meet people who are better than you, and you must learn to accept that. So that was one thing I accepted. Now, accepting that I would meet people who are better than me did not make me relax and say, oh, since I know there are people better than me, let me not put in effort any longer. I kept putting in the effort. I kept learning. I kept trying to get certifications. I kept asking questions. I kept doing my due diligence. And in it all too, I'm going to say that I prayed a lot about my cybersecurity journey, because there was really nobody to initially look up to. There was nobody to talk to. My immediate environment had people who were not really exposed to this kind of things. My circle of friends at the time were not so involved in tech. So it was really hard to fall back and say, oh, please, how are you doing this thing? How do you get to walk past this phase without getting scared or without feeling less of yourself? But I was able to reach out to other fellows who I knew were doing very well, and I spoke with them. There were times we encouraged each other. There were times we put each other on our toes. We kept each other accountable to ensure you finish this, you do this particular task, because this one is actually one of the things you need to know, that when you get out there, you're not looking all lost when you see people talking about these things. So I prayed, I made sure I was very intentional about my journey, researching, reading, acquiring certifications. I spoke with people who could encourage me, especially the fellows around me that were into the same journey I was on. And finally, I made sure that I did not take any of these chances for granted. So I faced imposter syndrome many times, but it was about talking to myself, praying, and reaching out to people who could encourage me to keep running the race.
Thank you for sharing that power of self-talk, right? Okay, so now you're done with the training and you got in your first job role. What was that transition like? Was it a smooth transition? Did you face any challenges along the way?
Okay, so getting my first job was super duper easy. And what I did was, at the time I was rounding up cybersecurity at Women Tech Stars Fellowship, I was preparing to go and serve, coincidentally. So it was a time for me to use the opportunity of my cybersecurity internship moment, so actually to just combine it with my NYC and then know that I am just focused on cybersecurity. So at the time I went for service, other people started getting internship roles, but I had not gotten mine. But when I was in camp, I started applying to roles. I reached out to people on LinkedIn. I think that's one thing that also really stood out for me during the fellowship. We were pushed to post on our social media platforms to be active, and that really helped me. through LinkedIn, I was able to reach out to people, and from there, I landed my first job, my first role. So I interned for about 3 months before I landed another internship that now turned into a full-time role for me. So landing my first job, I would say it was the power of being able to stay consistent on social media, put yourself out there, then being able to articulate what anybody can see on your CV. You should be able to talk about it, to tell people about it, to be so you don't look like the opposite of what is on your CV. So I was intentional that everything I had on my CV, I knew them. Then the power of people in your career and the power of putting yourself out there helped me get my first job. And yeah, I'm still learning it.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's important to put yourself out there, show your workings, right? Share the things that you've done, the things you're working on. That would help, you know, at least show people your track record and show them what you can do. And that's really important. Thank you so much for sharing that. So now, presently, you mentioned that you're working at one of the biggest, how did you put it, cybersecurity organizations in Nigeria. So how, from all of the training and everything, how has that impacted, you know, what you're doing now? Tell us a bit about what you're doing now. And you also mentioned something about volunteering. How have you been able to use like the knowledge you've gained so far to impact anyone?
Okay, so first of it all, I'm going to say that what I do right now, okay, I work as a cybersecurity engineer, and basically in an MSSP, managed security service provider. And through this journey of cybersecurity, initially I was not able to put everything together because I was also just coming into the outside world. But I would say there were a few things that really helped me. First of it all, the soft skills training I learned throughout my training with Tech for Dev. So it helped me know how to manage people, it helped me know how to communicate. It helped me know how to put myself out there, to know when to speak, when not to speak. It taught me what a work environment actually looked like, and I'll say that has helped me a lot. First of it all, the soft skill. Then for the technical skill, there is always one more thing to learn, and I tell myself that every time. So when I see it looks like there is something I do not know, I just tell myself there's one more thing to learn. This is that one more thing that you need to learn. I took certifications and still preparing for some certifications. And then I was open to learning. I've been trying my best and still trying my best to ensure that everything I need to learn, I am getting it. I am asking questions and I'm able to also help people. So how am I able to combine my job with volunteering? So I take leave of work to actually volunteer to help people, because I remember that during while coming in Tech for Dev, one of the questions they ask you is, how do you plan to use this skill that you must have learned to help the entire world and something? And I remember mentioning that I personally would want to give back to society whichever way I can. And so whichever opportunity I get to do that, I do it a lot. I also, for cybersecurity, we have our International Cybersecurity Month, which is for awareness in October. I made do of that particular month to ensure to reach out to people, to reach out to schools, to speak to students. So presently, I'm involved in a volunteering organization helping secondary schools set up clubs for cybersecurity. And I also teach cybersecurity at another organization, which is my way of also giving back to the community or giving back to the society. Then I have people who refer other people to me, trying to transition into cybersecurity. Whichever way I can, I also do my best to help them answer their questions, refer people to any internship or job offer that I am aware of. So that's how I've been able to impact on the people around me and to still manage my job, volunteering, and doing every other thing that I need to do.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Faith. I mean, at Ekodev, we're very big on people giving back and, you know, sharing from whatever, because you've been giving to, right? It's important that you also give to others. So well done. Continue. Keep up the good work. We are proud of you. Okay, so finally, so for someone listening to this podcast who is unsure about switching parts, or maybe they are trying something new, but they are not sure how to go about it or what to do, what advice would you give to a person like that?
Okay, I would say try it. Do it scared. It will eventually make sense. It doesn't have to make sense now. It doesn't have to look at its best right now. But each day you wake up to be very intentional about doing this cybersecurity, about taking your tech journey serious, it gets better over time. So it starts from baby steps, and then you just need to not get overwhelmed, seek mentorship, and do your due diligence, make your research, and be very, very committed to your journey. Don't start and stop, then start and stop. It makes it very overwhelming. Once you start, start the journey, take the baby steps, do it scared. Eventually, it is going to make sense. You just need to start. That's my advice.
Thank you so much. Just start, do it scared, do your research, and consistency is key. Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you for sharing your journey with us today, Faith.
Thank you for the privilege to be here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, truly, from Faith's journey, your starting point doesn't define where you're going, doesn't define your destination. And all you need really is one bold step. Just start. Take that step. Take that course. Take that training, whatever it is. If there's anything, or if there's one thing you need to take away from today's episode, it's that you don't have to have it all figured out from the beginning to take the first step. So be determined, be committed, be consistent, and don't look down on yourself. You can go further than you ever imagined. Thank you so much for tuning into Tech Empowered today. Don't forget to subscribe. If you've been enjoying our episodes so far, please share with others, connect with us on social media, and tune in next time for more stories of transformation. Until next time, I remain your host, Yemisi. Bye for now.